It's time to say what we're all witnessing. Microsoft is now cool. It used to be old and busted. Now it's the new hotness. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton digs into Microsoft's recent purchase of GitHub and how big a win it is. That starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. It wasn't terribly long ago that Microsoft bought Nokia and then pretty much let it wither on the vine. That was old Microsoft, though. For the past 4 years, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has led Microsoft into a brave new world of business and strategy. Granted, he was playing catch-up with the rest of the industry, but to pivot such a huge company in such a short time is nothing short of impressive. Nadella put a capstone on this strategy of emphasizing cloud and artificial intelligence with Microsoft's purchase of GitHub. GitHub is a developer community and repository of open source coding, and with this purchase, Microsoft not only put its arms around open source computing, but it also blocked Google and maybe Amazon from buying GitHub.
I think they really are going to get a lot of feedback from this community. It's not just a one-way street. And so that's going to help them long-term in their product development as well.
This hot commodity cost Microsoft $7.5 billion in stock, too. And that's about $2.5 billion over the estimate. The victory lap for Satya Nadella starts now.
Jack Gold, I am the president and principal analyst at J. Gold Associates in Northborough, Massachusetts.
Jack, thanks again for your time and for being back on the show again. It's been too long. What I saw was Microsoft rumors over the weekend that just passed about buying GitHub. And I don't know why I thought it was a big deal, but I think I just want to give Microsoft a victory lap right now. Is that the way you see it too?
I do. I think this is a great buy for Microsoft. They get a lot with this purchase. First of all, they're getting a whole bunch, I don't remember the number, in the millions of users on GitHub that have built applications and are hosting them on GitHub there. So that's number one. They can leverage their tools, hopefully, on GitHub with some of those users, although there's a lot of open source stuff on there. Those folks, some of them may not be real thrilled about using Microsoft stuff. But nevertheless, that's there. That's second part is the whole cloud thing. So GitHub could easily be redirected. I'm not sure where it's totally hosted right now, but could easily be redirected to Azure, which, of course, is Microsoft's environment. And then Microsoft could also somehow incent the users of GitHub to build applications more in tune with Microsoft's Azure Web Services, and then bundle them with tools. So there's a bundling opportunity for Microsoft there as well. And finally, from an apps perspective, this builds scale for Microsoft. These days, cloud services are highly competitive, and the way you keep costs down is you build scale. You have a lot of stuff running in your system. So all of that, I think, is really good news for Microsoft. It gets them back in the game of being an app developer, you know, player, big player, heavy-duty player. And it also allows them to potentially leverage some of their existing capabilities and directions they're going. I guess such a big plus on this one, because I really do think it's helpful and it's accretive eventually to Microsoft as well. Look, this is for Microsoft. Buying GitHub is for app developers what LinkedIn was for business services.
I'm going to unpack the developer angle here first. When I saw this, I first thought, okay, capstone for Satya Nadella's strategy here on the pivot to cloud, away from everything else that Ballmer had teed up. He did it in only 4 years, second of all. But the developer thing, to me, is almost a moat. Am I giving that too much value?
No, look, I think that developers are key. One of the things that Microsoft had in the past was a very strong foothold in the developer community. And what that means is that if you've got a large number of developers developing for Microsoft platforms, it gives you the ability to go out and sell those platforms. It's like the phone business, right? Imagine Android and iOS versus BlackBerry. BlackBerry was a nice device but didn't have any apps to run on it. And so this is a very similar model, in my opinion. You want to get a lot of people developing, or as many people as you possibly can, app developers developing to your platform rather than AWS or Google Cloud or IBM or SAP or, you know, plug in your favorite.
Is the opportunity for Microsoft here to prove that it's not the Microsoft of old? And by that, I mean, remember they did buy Nokia once and they let it die on the vine pretty much. And they had this history of doing that. But this is a new era, I think, for Microsoft.
Yeah, this is very different. Nokia was a very different model. I never should have bought them to begin with. The only person that wanted to buy them was Ballmer.
Yeah.
And he just made a mistake. This is a very different environment. First of all, it's not a huge amount of money. It's $7.5 billion, but it's a stock transaction, so it's not really going to dilute their earnings, number one. Number two is they're a more highly directed company these days, perhaps even a little bit more mature, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand that they have to be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. They can't be the closed loop system that Microsoft was in the past. This gives them the opportunity to work with developers, not just on Microsoft systems, but other systems too, all kinds of open source environments. And I think that's a key thing. And the third piece of it is, I think they really are going to get a lot of feedback from this community. It's not just a one-way street. And so that's going to help them long-term in their product development as well. So I think this is a big win for them.
Okay. I think there might be another angle to the win, and that is, and I don't give this number very much credence, but it is something to notice, is the valuations of Microsoft right now neck and neck with Google. And CNBC reports that Google and GitHub were talking about a deal just as recently as last week. So is this a good block and tackle for Microsoft too? And if so, what is Google missing out on? What did Google want in that deal?
Well, Google wanted the same thing that Microsoft is going to get out of the deal. And I'm surprised they weren't also talking to Amazon, because it's a similar issue. What Google wanted in the deal was to have this whole developer community more aligned with Google Cloud. There's leverage in owning the community. You could argue whether or not everyone will go in that direction, because there's a lot of independent thinkers in that community.
Oh, yeah.
But still, just owning that community, not owning it, I guess, would perhaps be the wrong term, but hosting it is a big deal. So, yeah, I think this puts Microsoft out in front of Google Cloud for now. I'm sure there will be other moves. There are other players out there that are similar to GitHub. GitHub was certainly the biggest one. But this battle is going to be a continuous battle between Microsoft, Google, Amazon, you know, plug in your favorite cloud service provider for a long time.
Where are we in the state of this market right now, in this cloud market? Are we just going to see a lot of M&A activity? Are we midstream on this? Are we late stage?
I think you're going to continue to see a lot of M&A. I don't think we're early stage, but I don't know that even we're at mid yet. Certainly not late stage. The cloud's still got a lot of changing to do. You're going to see a lot of activity in modifying the cloud when AI really takes hold, which it really is just now starting to.
Yeah.
There are going to be huge changes based on that. AR, VR is going to make some major changes in what's taking place in the cloud. 5G networking is going to make some big changes. So the cloud's going to be ever evolving. I don't see it maturing anytime soon.
Jack, even on jet lag, you just hit the nail on the head for me. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Always good talking with you, Jason.
That was Jack Gold. He's the creator and principal analyst at Gold & Associates in Boston. Jack's a friend of the show and a veteran analyst of Microsoft, and like me, is a fanboy of its CEO, Satya Nadella. For links to Jack's firm and to the background news stories for the purchase of GitHub, check out the show notes for this week. They're in the story I wrote at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the break, we speak with a military defense analyst about just how she goes about getting reliable images of North Korea and how she sees the possible summit between the U.S. and North Korea.
If it happens or it doesn't happen, and who knows at this point. I mean, it's on, but a few days ago it was off, so we'll see. But the bar for the meeting is extremely low. There is very little that is expected to be accomplished from that meeting.
That's next, so please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.